dining to living to wherever, we help give confused rooms new direction. This is The Confused Room.
Hello and welcome to The Confused Room podcast. Tony and Jenny Bursky joining you once again. Please press subscribe to whatever platform you are listening to us on. We greatly appreciate that. Helps us grow the show, helps other folks find us, and let us know, lets everyone know that we exist and we're doing this thing every single week. On today's episode of the program, we have a listener-submitted space. It's an interesting, I'll show the before here. This is a kind of a empty room space, and this is not necessarily a bedroom. It's kind of like a living room, kind of a
formal space.
Yeah, almost.
It's a blank space. Yeah. I mean, it's a complete blank canvas for us to work with.
Could be a family room, could be a living room, could be a den, could be whatever you want to call it. They said they already have a living room space, essentially, and they want to do something with this space, and they're not quite sure what to do, but they kind of want something not so much like another media room or another.
They mentioned Zen space, yeah. And they said maybe future playroom.
Yeah.
So we put our own spin on that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what we're going to be looking at here today, is how to create that into a Zen type space. And if you have a space that you would like us to do something with, what do they do? Jenny.
They send it in through Facebook or the website, and we will do our reimagination on your space and present it on the show.
So I have to do send it in through the website at confusedroom.com, or you can send it in on Facebook. Just give us a little insight as to like what you're looking for, what you like, and we will give you a full redesign on a future episode of the program. So that's exactly what we are doing here tonight. Our creative juice, without further ado, before we get into everything tonight, it's from East Texas. It's Val De La Pace.
Yes.
And these guys are neat. I was finding more out about them earlier in the day, and this is something they started around 2011, had a big plot of land, wasn't quite sure what to do with the land, in the middle of a drought. And as the story goes, someone, they said they had some sort of inspiration to do a vineyard. And at that point in time, middle of a drought in East Texas, let's go plant a bunch of vines that need moisture.
Sure.
Usually the best of ideas, but they did it. They did it the next year. Very nice growing season. And they said they really didn't know what they were getting into at the time, but it's turned out okay.
And I think it's actually Val Della, it looks like Pake.
Pake?
That's the annunciation on the back of the bottle.
Well, that's me not saying things
I'm
correctly.
I'm probably wrong, too, but it is on there. We just don't know how to say it properly, and I apologize.
It's delicious, though.
It is. So, very pleased.
Let's pour you some here. We had a bottle of last night, and really great wine out of East Texas area, which is pretty close to the Tyler area, which actually has a special place in your heart.
That's my territory. That's where I spent my early childhood and formative years. So I'm very happy to have something from the homeland.
We got to get Wisconsin wines in here at some point, too.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
But thank you guys for being our creative juice this week. If you're down that way, please do check them out. It's Pache. People are weighing in.
That might be right.
Maybe Pache.
Might be Pache.
I don't know. I just call it, it's good wine.
So, it's very good wine.
But good stuff. So thank you guys for being our creative juice this week. So again, going back to our before picture, this is what we are working with. It's a big open space. Zen is what they're going for. So when I think Zen, I think, okay, escape.
Yes.
Not a bunch of distractions, a place where you can really just kind of be off and be by yourself and kind of get some peace. Mm-hmm. And so what I did, I'll go first here with my space. What I did was no TVs in this room at all. What we're dealing with here is a nice open space. And what I did, because another stipulation they had was saying not a big budget either.
Right.
So for the furniture, I actually went with outdoor sectional type furniture.
Okay.
Which if you do a little Googling or Amazoning, you can find a full set for a very reasonable price, and they can be very, very comfy. So I went with that. It kind of gives you almost an outdoor feel to the room. I went with a nice kind of a darker off green. I don't want to say forest green, but it's an off forest green.
It's like a dark moss.
Yeah, to the walls. Bookshelves, some artwork on the wall behind the furnishings. And then in front of you, instead of a big old television set, a nice speaker. You can have some music, a little buffet type stand. And then on top of that, magazine, bookshelves, some mirrors. And then the windows, there were some coverings on it in the original. I took the coverings off and just let it open to the outside. Nice natural light coming into the room, and really just gave it a very natural feel. I kept the floors the same, added a rug, but just, you know, changed some colors up, changed and added, you know, obviously furniture because there was nothing in there, but went with kind of a low cost option rather than let's buy a really expensive couch, let's buy a really expensive chair.
Right.
Sometimes that's the interesting thing with outdoor furniture. You can get good stuff for a space like this for a pretty decent value that can fill up a room.
Sure.
So that was my approach to this space. Almost kind of going for an outdoor indoor
sure
feel without being crazy with here's a bunch of plants. You know,
sure.
Because I mean, you could go down that road, but there's a couple flowers there on some of the side tables, but all in all, it's more so just the overall feel of the room, a nice zen space just to relax, read a book, read a magazine, and find some peace. Not a ton of crazy lighting. They already had some lighting in the ceiling there, some recessed lighting. So I kept that in there, but I also added a couple lamps as well, just to add to the ambiance and some just low level lighting.
Sure.
So that was my approach to this space. Would you find that relaxing and enjoyable?
I would find that relaxing. And you know, I also have to say it would be a good transition into a future playroom because you've added some built-in storage, but you've also, with using the outdoor furniture, that's going to be kid-proof. So those things can actually stay in that room once it does become a playroom in the future, mm-hmm. and you don't have to worry about it. I mean,
yeah,
literally take it outside and hose it off and call it a day.
Yeah, exactly. So. And that's a nice thing about that type of furniture is mm-hmm. it's super, super durable for that sort of thing. I see Joycelyn says, come decorate my house, please. Send us your pictures.
Send us pictures. We don't come near, but if you send us pictures, we can do this for you.
All you have to do is send it to us through the website, confusedroom.com, or send it through our Facebook page. And we will be happy to give you some feedback and deconstruct some of your spaces and give you feedback. And that goes out to anybody listening on the podcast or watching us live tonight on Facebook.
So. And there is no fee for this. We do this for the show because we love doing this.
Yeah.
And we love getting these ideas out there. So send us your room. Let us take a chance at it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have nothing, literally nothing to lose other than the time to send the picture.
There are a lot of paid services out there where it's hundreds of dollars to have this done for a room. But hey, we want to show it on the show. We want to give you some feedback. So please do send it in. We love doing this. And here you go. This is has nothing to do with the room, but the comment from Brian. And you'll love this because this is one of those that I'm sure you've gotten 500,000 times in your life. Hey, Tony, if you had a shrimp boat, would you name it Jenny?
Would you name your shrimp boat Jenny?
Sure.
Okay.
Would you like me to name it Jenny?
I tell you what, being a Jenny in the 90s was a rough patch, to say the least.
Yeah.
Because anybody that had an issue or wanted to annoy you would just go, Jenny. And I still get that to this day. Forrest Gump is what, 20 years old?
Did anyone who named their child, and I like the name Jenny. I've never met a Jenny that I didn't, and not like romantically like, but it didn't just like. It's nice people. I've never met a bad Jenny.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of other names that were like, ugh. But every Jenny I've ever met in my life has been friendly and nice. So I really have no bad associations with the name. But my question is, did any parent in the 80s or late 70s ever think that they were being original with that name?
What was the thought process? I don't even know if there was like an actress that was popular before I was born where all the girls were named after this actress. Like my middle name is Lee, L-E-I-G-H, and that is after Vivian Lee.
Yeah.
But which was, she was an actress, but I have no idea why the name Jennifer was so popular in the 80s, but I made sure our girls didn't have decade-dated names.
I just, if I were to ever look back and go, what, and you probably statistically could look at it too, what's the most common name? It would have to be Jenny.
Of the 80s?
Of our generation, of all the classes that I had, of all the girls that I had classes with.
That or Sarah.
Yeah, that would be another, very popular
Sarah was
one.
Huge.
Yeah, I would say, I think Jenny almost be more, I as far as who I had classes with, but it's depending on probably where you went to school and.
And, you know, honestly, before Forrest Gump, it was, what's your number? Is it 867-5309? It's like, yeah, you call that. See what happens.
Did you say you actually gave that number out a couple of times?
I did, and they were so dumb they didn't get it, so whatever.
Would you have given them credit if they're like, that's bullshit?
Maybe. I might have given them a second thought, but I saw them as, no, I'm not going to date you. You're a creeper.
There you go. All right. Should we move on to your room?
Sure.
Okay. Let's pull up your space, and here you go.
I was really inspired by their hardwood floors and this open space, and they mentioned the word Zen, so I ran with it, and I thought, I don't know if they do yoga, but this is a perfect place to start learning. And for a Zen space, I thought, you know, if you had a cozy chair where you could curl up and read a book where it's quiet, okay, we can put that in the room. There's also plenty of room on the floor for sitting and possibly getting into meditation. Okay, let's make a spot for that. But then with the hardwood floors, I thought, you know, roll out a couple yoga mats and try and get some peaceful relaxation. So with this room, I left the walls I actually painted them a white. When you're doing things like yoga and relaxation, you look at the ceiling quite a bit. So I thought, let's put the color on the ceiling instead of the walls. So it was kind of a blue green, and I added quite a few mirrors for one, so you can kind of, you know, see how you're doing with your poses, but also to help reflect light throughout the room. I added two fig trees and a rug and a chair. So for a very minimal cost, you can take this room and actually give it a purpose, make it a space that, you know, you may want to actually use besides just closing the door and walking by it every day. This room had such good bones. There wasn't a whole lot to do to it to, you know, to take it to the next level.
A lot of people are saying very nice, very Zen.
Thank you.
And that's true. I mean, I think that's the interesting thing with this space. And one of the things that I had a little bit of struggle with initially was looking at it going, less is more.
In this space, it is.
It really is. And it's like, yeah. And you did a great job with the decor and really keeping it open and making a nice open Zen space. You did a great job with it. I love the mirrors. I love how it really, you know, reflects all aspects of the room because there's that nice big window on the one side of it. And if you're looking just straightforward at the solid wall, the way you place the mirrors here in the image that we're seeing on screen, which you can see at confusedroom.com, you'll be able to see out the window no matter what direction you're looking in almost.
Sure. And, you know, honestly, it looks like, oh, well, you're going to spend quite a bit in mirrors. Those are, I sized them to match the $5.98 wall mirrors at Walmart.
There you go.
You can get them either white frame or black frame or wood frame, but they are $6 mirrors. So for $18, you've got a whole wall taken care of.
I like it. I really like it. Have you ever had a fig?
No, my parents did, and we always dumped our coffee grounds in the pot, and it really liked it, and it did really well. But I've heard they can be very finicky plants to raise. Are you talking about the tree or the fig fruit?
The fig fruit.
I've never had a fig fruit. I thought you were talking about the tree.
Connect me back to the coffee pot and fig.
Well, okay. You asked if I ever had a fig. The plants I used in this room are fiddle leaf figs.
Okay.
So we would dump our coffee grounds into the pot.
Oh, okay, into the pot of the plant to help it grow.
Right,
okay,
right.
Okay, as like compost.
And yes, yep. And it liked it, so it did really well, but sure. I've never had one myself. I've heard they can be kind of finicky and difficult to find just the right spot for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I was going with it. You meant the actual fruit.
I meant, did you eat any figs? Have you had a delicious fig?
I never even had a fig Newton, so no.
You have had fig spread.
Okay.
We have gotten that before.
Okay.
Where you put it on crackers. And you really enjoyed it.
Okay.
It might have been after a creative juice or two. But but you did enjoy it. I have had them. They're kind of raisiny flavor. They're not at all like raisins in terms of texture. They're an interesting fruit.
Okay.
Is it a fruit, technically? I mean, it grows in it. I think it's a fruit, technically.
Does it have seeds?
Anyone? Yeah, yes, it does.
Then it might be a fruit.
Okay. Yeah, because tomatoes, seeds. Yeah, okay. There you go. But what about strawberries? Strawberries have seeds. I mean, everything has seeds, technically.
Well, strawberries have their seeds. Their seeds are on the outside. They are a fruit.
So if the seed's on the outside, it's a fruit?
Strawberries are the only thing with seeds on the outside.
Well, everything has a seed at some point.
Okay, when you eat it,
uh-huh.
And in its natural state, if it has a seed, it's a fruit.
Okay. If it's a vegetable.
Onions don't have seeds in the middle, so no. Potatoes don't.
That's true.
Although potatoes in the root family.
How do potatoes reproduce?
They're in the root family. They
how do you grow a new potato? How does that work?
I should know. I
don't
know.
On the next 3-2-1 contact.
Right.
We will discover how all this works. Do you ever watch 3-2-1 contact?
Uh-uh.
Do you remember 3-2-1 Contact?
No.
Not at all?
No. What is it?
It was on PBS. It was on like right after Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood in the 80s.
Yeah.
It was a very specific, I'm sure some other folks remember it. It was like a science type show, very futuristic of the time. Like the graphics were like, ooh, this is done on a green screen monitor. And it's, 3-2-1 Contact. It's the, I don't know.
Do you remember Mr. Wizard?
No.
Oh, Mr. Wizard was cool.
There's a Fred Rogers documentary coming out this summer.
That'd be good.
It looks really good, but I don't think I could watch it in the theater.
No?
I'd probably sit there and cry the entire time.
Why?
Just because it's a point of my childhood I love and I'm very happy with, but it's so like warm and fuzzy. I love Fred Rogers, and I think he was such a good human being. And that's what it's all about. It's all about just being nice to people, and, uh-huh. and that's what it's really focusing on. But I think it would just make me – it hits a spot with me with my childhood that makes me like that.
Okay.
Muppets kind of do that sometimes. And so does some of that. Although I never liked Mr. Rogers growing up. Like I never watched it. I thought it was too adolescent for me, but as an adult, I very much respected him and what he stood for and everything. But I think I'd have to watch it at home and then be a big baby.
All right, we'll have Tony crying watching Mr. Rogers.
I would. It would be one of those things. Did you have anything like it from your childhood that it's like, oh, that just kind of touches a nerve of like, oh, that's.
I'm sure there are. I can't think of what they would
do. I saw several other friends who had posted that trailer, because I didn't even know this was even coming out, all saying the same sort of thing.
Now, is it a documentary or is mm-hmm. it a movie about him?
It's a documentary about his life and his vision and what he did.
It's not like Tom Hanks plays Mr. Rogers.
No, it's not like that at all.
He's like the go-to play everybody.
It's literally, I think a lot of it's in his own words, where they take old film clips and kind of... narrate. And,
you're going to cry.
Yeah, because I'm like that.
I know.
I'm a sensitive man of the 90s.
Yeah, you are. That's right.
There you go. All right. My dad told us Mr. Rogers was strange, says Stacy. Okay, Diana says, I totally cried watching the trailer.
Okay.
So, see, I'm not off here on this.
And I understand that. I'm not going to knock it. Everybody has something about their childhood that touches that spot.
Sure.
I'm just that cold, heartless bitch that doesn't have one.
Fuck you, Mr. Rogers.
Sorry. It's Fraggle Rock. Oh, those Fraggles.
You go back to pretend land. You ride that trolley over there. Lady Elaine was in my nightmares. Do you remember Lady Elaine?
Let's just...
On Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Not talk about Mr. Rogers anymore.
Let's keep talking. This is a 10-minute conversation okay. On Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Now, that was the thing on the... It was a creepy witch-type character.
Yeah.
He was a puppet. It scared me.
No, in Kansas, we had this little puppet that came on at Christmas. And it was Cake Man. And he was freaky as F. It was terrible. So.
You did, and because that's the TV station on the Wichita was called
K-A-K-E. It was K-A-K-E, yeah. And so they called it Cake.
Because that when you want a legitimate, serious newscast,
you turn to Cake.
You know, Cake is the word.
You eat Cake while you watch Cake.
And the competitor across town was Pie.
No, it
wasn't. Pie 12.
It wasn't, but yeah. Cake Man came on with Santa, yeah. And he was the weirdest little floppy pop puppet. Mm-hmm. So.
And Crescent 3.
Anyway, should we end the show?
Sure, let's wrap up this episode of the program. All right, that wraps up the show. Thank you guys for watching. Puppets are terrifying, says Diana.
Yes.
Sarah says she loves Fraggle Rock.
Yes, Fraggle Rock.
Stacy agrees, scary Lady Elaine. I got somebody on my side there. All right. All right. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Confused Room. Please press subscribe. Please share this with your friends to let other people know that we exist, talking about home improvement and random shit every single week.
Lots of
both. I love it. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Have a great rest of your day. If you're watching on Facebook, stick around. One more episode to come. For Jenny Bruschi, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to another episode of Confused Room.